Okay, I think we can start. Our very short keynote speaker will be Professor Piotr Wolański from Warsaw Technical University, and without further ado, please, the floor is yours.
Oh, thank you very much. I have to even shorten my presentation, which I already did, so but I will go very, very quickly. Of course, we have to start from Copernicus, but I will not go how to speak about the Polish space activity without the Copernicus. You know this very well. I here, of course, you know, move the all the science about the half millennium ago. But if you go to the National Air and Space Museum, you will see the picture of Copernicus. But next to Copernicus is Hevelius, and not many people knew that he was the one of the guy who built at that time the first very large telescope or a very long telescope and produced the first map of the moon. And he was even admitted to the Royal Society in Britain. But we have also many other, you know, inventors on the field of the space and rocket propulsion. One was the Kazimierz Siemianowicz, who was the first who proposed the stabilization of the rockets by aerodynamic fins, and also he proposed the building of the clusters of the rocket and multi-stage rocket. And all this technology was used, for example, in the first American satellite launchers, which has the multi-stage rocket clusters of rocket and our dynamic stabilization, as well as in the Russian. But also I like to mention that Polish scientists first obtained the kerosene from crude oil, and Karol Stanisław Olszewski and Zygmunt Wróblewski obtained the liquid oxygen, and kerosene and liquid oxygen is still the very, very useful, the rocket propellant, and it was used in the first rocket which launched the Sputnik. So I will say that all the idea of Siemianowicz, Łukasiewicz, Wróblewski and Olszewski was implemented in the first space rocket which launched first Sputnik more than 50 years ago. Of course, I have to mention that in Poland in the early 60s we have some development of the ballistic rockets, but this you know, development was stopped by the Russian, and we actually could be at that time the first time country to build the satellite launcher, but we have not been allowed to do this. We only been allowed to build a series of the meteorological rocket to sound the upper atmosphere. So, but I have also to mention some Polish contribution to Apollo program. You of course know the lunar rover vehicle, which was sent to the moon by Apollo 15, 16, and 17. And designer of this vehicle was Mieczysław Grzegorz Baker, alumni of the Warsaw University of Technology. So we are proud that we have some contribution to the Apollo program. Now I will tell a little bit briefly, you know, just to promote some discussion about space application. In Poland we are actually using all the possible space application very widely. I like to say that more than 40 years ago in Krakow there was established the center to receive the meteorological data from the satellite, and from beginning of this year Poland is the member of Elmelsat, and we are gathering all the possible meteorological data and use it for the forecast and many other utilities. We have also the satellite system, geodesy satellite system, the telecommunication. This is a wrong title. Sorry for this. But we have also this is what kind of the satellite is used, and I like to go briefly to the another application. This is the application of of the meteorological satellite in Poland. Very wide range of the application. We have also the in Psary, the very good world-class satellite telecommunication system with the many space-based antenna, and you have the listed here the activity which are used in common days in Poland, and this system worked very, very well. It's a part of the satellite service center Telekomunikacja Polska in Psary. So you have the same view of the facilities which are located near Kielce in Poland. We have also very widely used the remote sensing. We've since nearly 40 years, in late 70, the first in this region in Europe was applied the station to receive Landsat satellite images, and since that time we are acquiring a lot of the data from the satellite to use in the common life. We have also a very good station for the laser ranging for the establishing at a very accurate position and time sequence in Poland. We have many reference stations for the geodesy, and we have more than 100 reference stations in Poland. We are one of the first country in Europe which finished such system. So it's of course the daily use by many people in Poland. And more recently, in the Institute of Aviation, we have established the group of the space technology, which are now specializing in the modeling and developing of the some elements of the rocket propulsion and rocket system. We are currently engaged in the two different European Community projects related to space propulsion, and we hope maybe that we in the near future will be involved in building of the small launcher, of course the elements of the small launcher in Poland. So, and of course also other activities, green propellants, one of the European project GLASS, which we are involved is looking to the new propellants, will be new green propellant, more friendly for users in the rocket and satellites. We have also a very large activity of the students in the Warsaw University of Technology. Our students are building the first Polish satellite. Of course, in Poland, we build very many instruments which flew into space, even land on the Saturn satellite Titan. But this will be, hopefully, next year, the first Polish satellite built by the Polish student. Also, Polish student participated in the many activities of the European Space Agency, starting from microgravity flights, European student satellite, and hopefully even the European Moon orbiter in the near future. So, we in the 2 years ago we joined ESA in the so-called PEX project. Is some kind of the cooperating state project for Poland and other country, and from this, PEX project, we already have some grants from European Space Agency. One of these examples is the small thrusters for satellite control. In the other area, we are working also on the new idea of the space propulsion. One of the ideas is application of the rotating detonation to rocket propulsion. Actually, next week in Poitiers, we will have the workshop on this with the French Space Agency, where we will present quite a few our results on the developing of the small rocket engine like here. This is, of course, the laboratory testing of the small rocket engine. But hopefully in the future maybe the such rocket engine will be incorporated in the space launcher. So this, of course, engine of the rotating detonation can be also applied into aerospace propulsion like the integrated rocket ramjet engine, or we are working now in Institute of Aviation of the implementing rotating detonation to turbofan engine. If you change the classical combustor in the turbofan engine with the detonative combustion, you may shorten the engine because during detonation the pressure is increased and efficiency of the engine will also increase. So hopefully probably in the few years we will develop the such combustion chamber for turbojet engine in Poland. We also are developing in Poland a new technology based on the tomography for the visualization of the flame. We developed in Poland at the Warsaw University of Technology the system which can allow flame visualization in the combustion chamber, and now we have already the grants for the Pratt & Whitney and from US and from the Canada, and hopefully this system will be implemented into jet engine in the future. Also, Institute of Aviation is engaged in the new research in the aviation, and we're going very quickly due to the short time, and this is a overview of the Institute of Aviation with the new research facility there, and they are engaging the composite blend. They build also centrifuge, which not only for Poland but also for Canada. They've been also designing the military trainer and small helicopter. Also, they are improving some adapted technique for the landing gears, which absorb the shock. And this will be probably one of the future generation of the landing gear for the military. Aircrafts, not only small, which are already implemented in Poland, but maybe in future in the bigger one. And they also engage in the many basic and applied studies using the wind tunnels and other facilities. We have also in Institute of Aviation the special laboratory for material testing and research equipment. And of course, there is that's the last slide, probably. So this is a engineering design center which employ a lot of the engineers, and it's a good cooperation with GE on the aviation energy, oil and gas, and hopefully this will grow to in the near future to about 1,000 engineers. So maybe I finish on this. I have only one or two more slides, but I can stop here.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and it's a time for maybe one quick question before I download the very short presentation of the next speaker. So,
no questions.
Okay, our next speaker. Let's defer then the questions to a bit of discussion that I still hope to have at the very end. And now I would like to invite Dr. Banaszkiewicz, Polish Academy of Sciences, the Center of
Space Research.
And let me.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
You'll do it.
Yeah, right. I will do it. Yeah.
Okay.
My computer. No?
Yeah.
So coming to the States to speak about space is like coming to England and to discuss cricket. You will never know better. So I'm a bit. It's a challenge, but I will concentrate on telling you what we are doing now concerning. Sorry, it's a lot of files, so I'm space. It's here. As Professor Wolański said, we have big space ambitions, but somehow, as you will see, we still need some more substance. These are the milestones. This is just to illustrate that the ambitions are big. What is the status? We have so far produced 60 instruments. They were sent to space and they were working. So we can say proudly that we have reached technology readiness level 9, which is the usual level of space working instruments. So the quality is there, of course, of the level of instruments. I would like to say the same about satellites and rockets. But it's not the case. What we are missing, and as you can see, the quantity is missing. We have 300 to 500 people working on space in Poland, and this is far too few, even as if you compare this with the European level. Just taking into account how many professionals in space is working in France or Germany, we need 2,000 to 3,000 people in Poland to compete. The next thing, funding. It's it's very very much and it's very very low. I mean, we have $15 million yearly for space, which is 200 times less than in France and 35 times less than in Spain. So I'm afraid when we build our roads and our railways, and we will I don't know, build the infrastructure for internet, then we will have another civilization gap, which is space. Space is now widely used in every kind of everyday life. So if we don't invest in that, we will lose. I'm very glad that the goals that Madam Minister Orłowska set yesterday for the scientific institutes and scientists in Poland are already mostly fulfilled by the space research sector. I'm now speaking mostly about my institute. So we have, of course, competitive edge because we compete for European projects and for space projects. We have a lot of young professionals. This year we recruited more than 40, quite good salaries. We have low level of financing from statutory funds. We have joint venture with private enterprises and, as I said, a lot of international projects. So I think that we deserve the support, not in terms really of additional money, but in terms of restructuring the whole support in restructuring the whole space sector in Poland. We are preparing now the Polish space strategy. The main elements is ESA membership as soon as possible, and then we will need 15 million euro yearly as a mandatory fee. If we go for national program, which is I think is a must, then the total funding should reach 50 million euro yearly, which is a big amount as for the today's standards. Then we should build the space industry. We have a quite developed aeronautic and defense sector, so it shouldn't be a problem, although we have approached these industries already 3 years ago. For the moment, they see not too much benefit. With the level of financing from the government, that's true. And of course, SMEs that are very, there are numerous, and they would like to join this program. So we need pro-space governmental policy because the funding so far is on the basis of projects that last 3-5 years, but as you know, space projects they last much longer. Priority areas. Of course, we should go for downstream sector, so for application and services, which this is obvious and this is not too difficult to do, but we shouldn't forget about the upstream sector. If we resign from building small satellites or satellite subsystem, small launchers that Professor Wolański was speaking about, then our, let's say, contribution even to the downstream sector will be limited. The ones who control the upstream sector, they also some have a big influence on what's going on in the downstream sector. Science, this is quite well developed. We participate in many astronomy and astrophysical missions as well as planetary missions. And of course, we are very much interested in exploratory missions, especially the young people in Poland. So the last slide, what are the challenges that we need to address? The first thing, I mean, the most important thing from my perspective is changing the perception of space activities in Poland. By, you know, Polish citizens, when they hear about space, they say, well, this is for Americans to develop. We are perhaps not that much advanced, or they ask the politician to somehow send themselves to Mars. So this must be changed. The form of governance of space activity that we need is even a small space agency, even a space bureau would be very good because there is a lot of interest in ministries because of many programs that are now touching space, but they don't really cooperate. There is no real governance. So we need soon the space agency. And consolidation of space research sector, because there are a lot of groups doing space research at universities, so this must be consolidated and we work on that. And finally, establishing our role in the US, European Union space area, because this is a kind of let's say, proof of your civilizational structural development. So if we are going to do this, we need to invest in space. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So we still have a couple of minutes for a general discussion. I think this last, very last statement was really something that can be taken as a good starting also for some further deliberations, please. If there are any comments, any other thoughts on these three subjects, and space innovation, which is, yes, please.
I can't say how important this is, because this is accounts for a lot of the successes in the development of technology in the United States. My brother was on the space program on the, as chief systems engineer on the moon rocket and on the space shuttle. All kinds of new technologies came out that affected so many things in American life. And it's a very, and Poland has the great technology potential, and it's something that needs to be focused on. And going back to your comments earlier and what we discussed, it's communicating this to the public why this is important. We have people in the United States that say, oh, it's stupid to go to Mars or the moon. They don't understand what benefits it brought our society.
Yeah, that's Francis. Very true what you said. You know, there is a, you know, the space age when it became and became the you know, race of to the moon. It was one of the biggest you know, development of the new technology which contribute to the common life. So those money which were spent on the Apollo program, $24 billion at that time, they benefit a lot of America and bring the very many new technology to development. And I'm sure that in Poland we can also benefit from the development of the new technology, not only for the space users, but also for the other businesses and other technologies in our country. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any further questions, comments? Yes, please.
Sort of motivated to make this comment as a follow-up to what just heard. Comment about Poland has great technology potential. I would actually change some of those words, because based on my own experience, and I'll tell you what that experience is first, if you bear with me. About 10 years ago, I was doing a lecture in Russia, in the daughter of summer classes, summer school, and I was invited to Poland to give a lecture and to visit the Space Research Center. I was absolutely amazed at what I found at the Space Research Center. I found bright, hardworking scientists and engineers with a wide range of developed, flight-proven instrumentation that we in the Western world knew nothing about. I learned that many of the instruments on the Soviet satellites were provided, tested, and verified by the Polish scientists. I had the good fortune of having some monies in a NASA program where I was a principal investigator, invited the instrument to the institute to build the instrumentation, provided the groundwork through NASA and the State Department, and they delivered an instrument that was flawless in its performance. So I would say not a technology potential, the technology resource. Potential for Poland is to become a world player.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much. Needless to say, this was the music to my ear. And indeed, all we have to do is to really capitalize on these resources that we have. And the big question is how to do it. How should, and what way can we enter this worldwide market? Any other comments and questions? Remarks? Yes, please.
You know, I really have to second that gentleman's comments. The Energy Industries of Ohio, Bob Romanowski, mentioned that we're working with the Founder Research Institute on high nickel alloys. And as the gentleman has just mentioned, we found that there was a lot of expertise that was already resident in public working with these alleys that we don't have here in the United States. Fortunately, because of my long relationships with the director of the Institute, we were able to capitalize on some other projects we were able to capitalize on this as well, too. So I think the really the outcome of today, and I think yesterday we heard this as well, is that I think follow-up conversations, and I've just emailed, taken on the phone, and this constant networking is that when you find these opportunities where you can collaborate, that you kind of talk about. So you may find it for the American side, I think you might be very pleasantly surprised to find out that some of the technology needs that we have now already exists there. And there's some technology that's there that you may not recognize that there's needs for here. So that networking is very, very important, I think, as a result of this thing. Some business models that get exchanged, that we can't just go away from this, put the cards away, and then we'll talk to each other. I mean, I think we're going to miss and duplicate a lot of efforts if we don't kind of capitalize on the aftermath of this particular conference. So I just want to endorse exactly what the colleagues here just mentioned, is that he's absolutely correct. There's a lot of knowledge base that's already there, but I just hope more of it can be transferred here and vice versa.
Thank you very much for this comment. Let me just add that in my experience, this is really a very good practice to bring the American partners over to Poland, just to let them see firsthand what we have here. And this is, of course, quite a different thing than seeing the slides. And my experience is that most of the time, our American guests were really very well impressed. And that's something that is a suggestion to you all and to me as well, as a Science and Counselor at the embassy. Thank you. Any other comments? Just I'm staring at a watch, the last one, most likely. Well, if not, let me again thank the speakers and the organizers of this session. I was just sharing this, and so this is my great privilege. And then with that, we conclude the session, and we will have, I guess, a very short concluding remarks delivered by Professor Kleiber in a few minutes to come, so feel free to move.
I'm just going to close here for a minute, if I could ask you all to sit so we could hear Professor Kleiber.
Yes, dear colleagues, we are at the end of the conference. I just wanted to once again thank the organizers and Dr. Wessner in particular. We had an interesting and enjoyable time during this day and a half. I think you will join me in seeing this event as a place for interesting discussions and instructive discussion. I do believe we all want to continue this way of exchanging views. And we have loose plan for the next year to have perhaps a meeting in Poland and then followed by a meeting in a year time here in this building perhaps. Well, it depends on our host. But in order to be successful with this initiative, also in terms of the coming events, we have to rethink and reflect on the goals which we could achieve with this kind of a meeting. So I would, on behalf of all the organizers, I would actually very much welcome the input from you, what we could do better, how we should concentrate our discussion, what should be the ultimate goal of our discussions, and also on specific sessions which we could organize. I think this meeting traditionally has two major goals. One is to discuss general things related to R&D in general. The other goal is to discuss some specifics in different areas. And this is a noble goal, and we can continue with that. But I think many of us feel that we should be more specific at the end of our meeting. And the one thing I can say, and I think it is again a view which we share, all of us, is that there is a goodwill on both sides. There are many of us who are involved in different collaborations, which is very good. There are many opportunities, not all of them exploited by our colleagues. There are certain initiatives or opportunities which are opening up just recently. I very much regret that I didn't have time to describe for you the opportunities which come from new initiative at the European level. Some of them are quite attractive and really, really promising, particularly in terms of an increased collaboration between Polish and US-based scientists. But we should say at the end of the conference is that no matter what we say, we need a way to fund joint research. And the only way we could do that is to have matching funds on both sides, and not necessarily in equal amount, but we have to clearly identify this potential opportunity, and I would appeal to decision-making people and organization in both countries to create this opportunity. Obviously, in terms of scientific collaboration, the best way always is not to be interfered by any political at the political level. On the other hand, we are at the moment where some help, assistance, is needed. And I think the creation of a fund, but by which I understand two funds, in fact, on both sides of Atlantic, would be very helpful. And we could start with a pilot project with a relatively small amount of funding, but then we would see whether it deserves to grow or not. But my feeling is, from talking to all of us, in fact, during breaks and during sessions as well, this is a major objective which we have to advocate, and hopefully when we meet again, we will have good news in respect to that. And I'm sure that Dr. Wessner, with whom I discussed the issue, is supportive generally of such an initiative. Jack, I thank everyone for being with us once again.
Thank you. Thank you. Let me just close and express our personal satisfaction of your interest, your enthusiasm, your commitment. We're very grateful that you've been willing to make a trip to dialogue with us. We would not have this meeting without the enthusiasm, commitment, and indeed the dictatorial commitment of Dr. Kleiber, who explained to me in Gdansk that we would have the meeting, and we would have it on the 3rd of December and the 4th, and he's entirely right. That's how progress is made. Although George Handy has been called away by pressing personal business, we would not have brought this relationship together without his good offices. We would not nearly have had the success we've had without the good offices of George Ostapovich and Witt Wolanski, if I'm saying the name right. I would also like to thank Adam Gertz, who has been running the computer and who has had all your clear instructions. There's nothing like a group of files in Polish to make your day begin well. And I would just personally express my growing interest in Poland in its capacities and the opportunities for us to cooperate for quite literally a cleaner and more vibrant and more prosperous world together. We look forward to working with you again. Thanks very much for coming.